Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Titus chapter 1, verse 15. Paul wrote, "Everything is pure to those whose hearts are pure, but nothing is pure to those who are corrupt and unbelieving, because their minds and consciences are corrupted." These words may well feel familiar. They closely echo the words of Jesus when he said, "A good person produces the good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what's in your heart." Paul's particular challenge in Crete came from those who were insisting that all Christian men should be circumcised. This teaching was proving extremely destructive and was driving whole families away from the church. Paul was convinced that the only reason they were teaching this was to make money. In response, he quoted a Cretan prophet who said, "The people of Crete are all liars, cruel animals, and lazy gluttons." This sounds incredibly harsh, doesn't it? But Paul was desperate to protect the young church from those who were bent on its destruction. Paul was convinced that what mattered more than anything else was the purity of a person's heart. If their heart was right, everything that flowed from them would be good. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, we see that this was a lesson King David also had to learn. David was a good leader, but when he saw Bathsheba and desired her, his moral compass deserted him. Sins don't often come singly. David's adultery with Bathsheba led to a string of lies and eventually to the murder of her husband. Bad went to much, much worse, and that's the nature of sin. After Nathan confronted King David, he cried out, "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins, wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin." David knew the only way back to God was to seek his forgiveness. After he had done this, he got his joy back and was able to serve God with a clear conscience. There's nothing more important than maintaining a pure heart. We need to seek God's forgiveness, renewal, and strength every single day. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you understand us completely and are able to purify us. Here and now, we confess our sins to you and seek your forgiveness. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.